Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Since the end of the Cold War, relations between U.S. and India have warmed up, and we now have some very strong economic, strategic, and even cultural ties with India.
The partnership between the United States and India has deep and sturdy roots.
We have created a partnership.
One of the defining partnerships of the 21st century.
President Obama actually leaves for a 10-day trip to Asia today, and his first stop is India. And while he's there, it's a bit of a business trip. He and a delegation of more than 200 businessmen and women from the U.S. are going to talk about job creation, the economy, and expanding the consumer market, finding new places to sell American goods. And joining us now to discuss the visit to India is Adil Ibrahim, a businessman based in Mumbai, India. Good morning. You're in Hong Kong, though, right?
Yes, that's correct.
You have fled the city of Mumbai because President Obama is going to be staying at the hotel right next to where you live.
Partly true, but the last couple of days, you've just seen an increased presence in terms of barriers and police. And I've gone to the hotel a couple of days before and sharing the stories of how they've taken over the whole hotel. You know, the other problem is it's Diwali, it's Indian New Year, and a lot of people around the hotel have been told to go away for a couple of days. And people lose daily incomes, which is not great, especially when it's New Year.
Well, it's a federal holiday in India, isn't it? Would they have the day off anyway?
No, but, you know, it's a holiday. A lot of people come into town to Mumbai from other parts of the country. And you have these guys that ride horse carriages, take people around, and the guys outside the Taj have been told to vacate for 2 or 3 days.
Okay. We also have with us Vishakha Desai, president of the Asia Society. Good morning, Vishakha.
Good morning.
We've been saying that this is a business trip for the president instead of some kind of goodwill outreach. Is that relatively true? Is he going to be talking Turkey about markets and business ties?
I think we have to recognize it's not only a business trip, but this is a strategic trip. It's a very, very important trip for both these leaders and the two countries, which has to do with where India is today and the 20th century, especially given the fact that there's huge issues in South Asia for us, especially Pakistan and Afghanistan. So India is a trip, and for the president, he needs to go there to show that he cares about this relationship. He hasn't been there. He's gone to China, and he hasn't been to India yet. So we must realize that it's not just a business relationship or a business trip. That's important because economy is important, but so is politics, so is strategic partnership.
Vishakha Desai of the Asia Society, can you describe, to set in context, the importance of this visit, this journey from being the head of the non-aligned movement during much of the latter 20th century, where India attempted to confront both the Soviets and the United States during the Cold War, to being much more of a partner on all of these strategic and sort of business fronts?
That I think is very important. For more than 6 years that India has been independent, most of that time, this relationship where U.S. and India really have been at odds. And now, what we're really seeing in the last about 12, 15 years, first with President Clinton, is that there was a breakthrough. And then gradually, we've begun to really develop this relationship more as a relationship of mutual trust. But it's very nascent as far as this relationship is concerned. Even though we have shared values, democratic practice, lots of Indian Americans like myself in important positions in the United States, but it hasn't really reached its full potential. And President Bush really escalated it because of the very important civil nuclear energy deal. And because of that, Indians felt that President Bush really thought of them as special. This was a special relationship. And most Indian policymakers felt that it wasn't clear where President Obama is on this relationship.
So he needs to go there and clarify.
Absolutely. Very important.
Well, Adil Ibrahim, let me ask you, do you feel as a businessman and as a resident of India that this trip shows you that President Obama is making India a priority, that as Vishakha says, that he cares about the country?
Well, I think, you know, the timing is quite interesting because, you know, obviously he's just suffered a humiliating defeat back home. So he needs probably, you know, friends. And you have global powers like India and China that he needs to cozy up to. So I guess that makes sense from that angle. But from an Indian business perspective, I think... you know, the more important trip is first week of December when the Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao comes to India. And there you'll see, you know, big deal sign, you know, long-term strategic business relationships. And that's what I think the Indian businessmen are focused on rather than the Obama trip.
Well, Adil Ibrahim, how worried are you that the U.S. will attempt to play China and India off against each other and try to get in the way of this merging South Asian, really, alliance of two economic powerhouses?
Well, I don't really think that's a factor at all, because at the end of the day, the you know, the China and India have had you know 50 years of battles in terms of geographic stability, but I think there are signs that Manmohan Singh and Wen Jiabao and Hu Jintao are making progress, and the business sort of relationship will outweigh the political issues that we have faced in the past.
Vishakha Desai of the Asia Society. It's interesting to hear Adil saying that the India is more interested in or he as a businessman is more interested in the upcoming visit from the Chinese. Just because of following Barack Obama's election, there was some criticism that that Barack Obama was paying more attention to China than it was to India. Has that criticism gone away, or is it simply this reflection of that?
Well, I think we have to recognize that the year ago or so when President Obama went to China, we were at a place where it was important for him to go to China. And there was that criticism. But I think it is dying down a bit. I think that some ill-timed statements by President Obama really made Indians feel that he actually didn't understand the situation very well. And I think all of that has really been corrected in the last 3-4 months. So at this point, I don't think that there is as much of a feeling on the part of Indians that he's not paying attention. But this relationship and this visit, yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's Vishakha Desai, president of the Asia Society. Also, Adil Ibrahim joined us. He is a businessman in Mumbai, India, currently in Hong Kong to avoid all the frou-frou around the president's visit. Thanks so much for joining us.